Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Just a warning, you could find some waterlogged Easter eggs this weekend. We've got more rain and snow on its way.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our holiday weekend team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, we could see some scattered valley rain and mountain snow today before it really ramps up this afternoon and evening. It's going to calm down. We get another break tomorrow. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says more is going to make its way in after that.
If you are planning on traveling for Easter weekend, Saturday, you're going to have to dance around a couple of showers, nothing too crazy. You'll probably get snow over the passes of the mountains. Into Sunday, though, that looks like the wetter day.
On Easter Sunday, Matt says to expect wet weather on I-15 in southern Utah at points during the day. And that rain in St. George that they're forecasting could see a mix of snow in there as well. Matt says we could get 6 inches to a foot of snow in our mountains from Logan all the way to the southern border of the state. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Americans will spend billions of money or billions of dollars in money this Easter, but that is actually going to be a decline from 2023. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our holiday weekend team coverage. Peter?
Tim, I just got out of a solid grocery store that looks like someone lost a bet with the Easter Bunny. I'm talking sales and Easter-themed items all over. And it shows in a recent survey from the National Retail Foundation, which says that retailers could crack open a golden egg worth $22.4 billion this year in terms of holiday spending. But that's more than a billion less than what they made last year. One possible reason is that Easter is falling about a week earlier on the calendar than it did in 2023. But the Easter Bunny is still pretty consistent, bringing in customers, since spending has been on an overall rise since 2009. The average American will be dropping about $177 on the holiday, and almost 9 in 10 say they're buying candy and food. Reporting live from a grocery store in Salt Lake, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Gas prices have risen significantly over the past month. Economist Christian von Lenn tells KSL TV Utah's regulatory standard is more strict than other parts of the country.
So as a result, we tend to feel these seasonal price movements more strongly and intensely in Utah.
Prices will likely go higher the closer we get to summer.
UTA getting millions of dollars to help maintain Utah's transit system. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Thanks to some federal funding, almost $61 million is allocated to UTA. It will mostly be used for maintenance programs for bus and rail services, but there will also be some upgrades to tracks and extra services added for seniors and people with disabilities.
Transit agencies across the country are receiving federal funds to upgrade and maintain transit systems.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Emergency officials say the waterway under the collapsed Baltimore Bridge is too dangerous to keep divers in the water. Two bodies were found yesterday, but four construction workers are still missing. ABC's Gio Benitez is in Baltimore this morning saying officials hope to soon start removing bridge debris.
We still don't know what caused the ship's power outage. That's going to take more time. But the priority right now is to safely remove that bridge and that ship from the harbor here so that you could safely and eventually reopen the Port of Baltimore.
The Coast Guard says rebuilding the bridge could take years.
Former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried will be sentenced today after prosecutors say he stole more than $8 billion from customers.
Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty of 7 charges in connection with the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange he founded, FTX. Bankman-Fried became a billionaire at age 30 by creating that exchange, but after siphoning billions in customer funds from FTX to keep his privately controlled hedge fund afloat, prosecutors today hope to send him to prison for up to 50 years.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says Bankman-Fried's lawyers are asking for a lenient sentence of 6.5 years.
First look traffic now, and here is Heather Kelly. Hello, Heather.
All right, we'll check back with Heather coming up. Bountiful has a new cat lounge designed to help boost cat adoptions.
Fawn's Family Rescue held their grand opening last week, showing off more than 20 adoptable cats. But Executive Director Aria Watterson says even if you can't adopt a pet right now, you can still love on their felines.
If you're having a bad day, just to come get your cat fix, relax. You can do your work. We have plugs everywhere. You can do your work. You can read a book with a cat on your lap.
There's only one other cat lounge in Utah, and Watterson says this format is a great way to showcase friendly cats that didn't thrive in shelters or may have been overlooked otherwise. They have fat cats, older cats, kittens, special needs cats, cats of all breeds and colors, all looking for a little bit of love. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Animal rescue groups do what they can to help shelters deal with the overflow of cats and dogs by offering foster homes. Amy Donaldson is an animal foster parent.
Fostering is great for a lot of reasons. Like I said, you're doing something that's literally saving a life. And I think also a human life. You're going to enrich somebody's life when that animal finds its person.
Donaldson says if you can't foster a pet, you can help in other ways by volunteering at your local shelter or by donating food or other resources. Today is a special day here at KSL. Dave and Dujanovic will be having a broadcast we're calling Tales of Hope. It's live from the Salt Lake County Animal Services, and they'll be talking about these really unique challenges that are facing animal rescue organizations all over the country, but especially here in Utah.
And what do you think the odds are of Dave or Deb bringing a new cat or dog home with
please,
them?
Please, please do.
Happening today. All right, sticking, that is, with the topic of animals, it's common for humans to be afraid whenever animals start to get sick, but maybe it should be the other way around.
It turns out humans are more likely to get animals sick than they are to get humans sick. The FDA says humans pass on viruses twice as often. Pets like cats and dogs and domesticated farm animals like pigs, horses, cattle, and chickens have gotten sick, all because of humans. Leaders of the study say it shows just how much humans impact the environment and the animals around us. But it's definitely not a one-way street. Scientists believe deadly viruses like COVID-19, Ebola, and even the Black Death came from animals. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Let's see what's going on in our commute. Well, I guess northbound US 40 is still blocked approaching the Park City turnoff. There's a vehicle fire there. We'll check that. And the rest of your commute just ahead.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I like traffic on the nines.
So I need to get the kids up earlier so that my son isn't driving quickly in a snowstorm.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221, or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at AnyHourServices.com.
This is the year to go see Utah Symphony and Utah Opera. The lineup is stacked. With beloved classical masterworks like Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the tragic love story La Boheme, favorite movies like Disney's Frozen, and an unforgettable evening with Broadway star Audra McDonald, there is so much to love. Tickets start as low as $21, so secure great seats for extraordinary live music experiences now at usuo.org. On March 29th and 30th, hear a violinist at the top of her game. International competition winner Serena Huang is making her debut with the Utah Symphony, performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. It's one of his most popular pieces, but so difficult that it's only attempted by the top violinists. Feel the energy in your limbs as the violinist's bow dances across your strings. It's monumental, dramatic, and selling fast. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org.
And the news is sponsored by Utah Symphony. Don't miss the Utah Symphony performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
809 Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Heather, I just got a look at that photo that you guys posted of that fire on Highway 40. I can see why it's a dangerous situation.
Yeah, it was a tanker that was hauling crude oil, and they wanted to shut down all the traffic, both northbound and southbound on US 40, to make sure nothing bad or worse happened. Now you have southbound lanes that are open as you come from I-80 and head toward the SR-248 turnoff. But if you're coming from Jordan L Reservoir, northbound US-40 remains closed right now until they get that fire cleaned up. or the remnants of the tanker fire cleaned up. But overall, you still have a pretty good drive in the Wasatch back, but just be aware, snow is starting to fall in Summit County, and that's making for some wet roads. Michelle.
Well, we still have some delays. This is southbound I-15 from 31st Street in Ogden to the Aerospace Museum. Then you're getting a nice break until you're making your way through North Salt Lake, where you slow down once again as you're heading into downtown. On Legacy and I-215's West Belt, we're seeing good speeds there. Eric?
Had a crash northbound I-15 in Draper approaching the Bangor exit. They've moved that off the road to now. The delays that we had from Point of the Mountain up to the crash site are starting to break up a little bit. The slowing you have now, residual, is going from Triumph Boulevard in Utah County past Timpanogos Highway up to the county line. Elsewhere along the 215 belt route, all sides looking good, but we do have some slowing on Foothill Drive northbound from Parley's Way up to about 1300 South. For over 30 years, Replenish Landscape has delivered the finest compost for flower and vegetable gardens. Replenish is perfect to till into existing soil or top dressing, even for your lawn. Learn more at replenish.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We had our nice dry weather. Now it's back to the wet weather today. Cold front this afternoon, bringing in valley rain and mountain snow. Look for a high of 56. 35 overnight, mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52. Then 53 with more showers on Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Looking pretty gloomy out there this hour. Cloudy skies, 50 degrees.
We'll take you to Salt Lake County Animal Services. Dave and Dujanovic doing their show live from there starting at 9. And we'll talk to Debbie just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Thanks for listening this morning. Remember to watch for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. I think we all know how important our credit scores are to us, and we know that we have some control of that, right, based on how you pay your bills, mm-hmm. if you pay them on time, and how many loans you have out there. But do you really have control of it is the question that UCCU wants you to think about.
Because I've had things happen like just when I want to check my credit score, it's had a negative effect on my credit score.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what in the world? So UCCU comes up with this credit score toolbox to really put the power of this into our own hands so that we can not only watch it all the time without penalty, but have an effect on it too.
Yeah. And so you can, of course, view it and track it, which is one thing. But if there's an error that you find along the way, you actually have a dispute portal now that simplifies the process of just making sure that whoever's handling that credit report knows that wasn't you.
Right. And if you want to, you know, take out a loan for something, maybe you're buying furniture, a car or whatever, you can actually go to the simulator and type in, okay, if I take out a loan for $20,000, what's the effect going to be on my credit score? It'll do that for you.
Yeah, that I think is a game changer. The Credit Score Toolbox is available now and it's free with UCCU's Elevated Checking.
Just go to UCCU.com for more information. UCCU, love where you bank.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson, hew yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh yeah to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
you could find some waterlogged eggs on your Easter egg hunts this year. More valley rain and mountain snow is expected to come right in time for the holiday weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried will be sentenced today after prosecutors say he stole more than $8 billion from customers.
Third, of course, traffic and weather together.
And U.S. 40 is a parking lot right now, northbound from the south end of the Jordanelle Reservoir all the way up to the SR 248 turnoff to Park City. That was due to an earlier fire. They have reopened one left lane, but the right lane remains blocked, and it'll take time to clear out the delays. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold front expected this afternoon. That'll bring in valley rain and mountain snow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 50 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As crews in Baltimore begin what will be the very long process of cleaning up the collapsed Key Bridge, federal investigators continue their job of figuring out what happened and what might have spilled into the harbor. NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy with more on the hazardous materials on board that cargo ship.
Mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium-ion batteries.
As to the search for answers on why the ship lost power,
the voice and data recorders that were on that ship, those recorders are now in D.C. being analyzed. Those final minutes are now coming into focus.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez in Baltimore. A federal judge will today sentence former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried. Prosecutors want him to serve at least 50 years behind bars for stealing billions from his customers.
The state is seeking a number of enhancements to his current sentence. And what they're saying is that he violated public trust, which is an enhancement. He affected more than 25 people significantly in a financial way.
ABC legal contributor Shauna Lloyd, Bankman-Fried's lawyer, say he should serve only a 6-year sentence because he's a nonviolent first-time offender. Authorities in northern Illinois, west of Chicago and Rockford, are investigating a stabbing rampage.
4 people were killed, 7 others wounded when authorities in Rockford, Illinois, say a man committed a series of stabbings. Among those wounded, Rockford's police chief says one person remains in critical condition. Police have taken a 22-year-old suspect into custody and say they're not looking for anyone else. They also say they don't have a clear motive for what prompted the stabbings.
That's ABC's Mark Remillard. At the Vatican, Pope Francis presiding over Holy Thursday Mass ahead of Easter weekend. Today, opening day, only rain keeping all the major league teams from playing ball. The Mets and Phillies games have been rescheduled for tomorrow. You're listening to ABC News.
As we've been telling you all morning, Dave and Debbie are on the road today, so if you hear some barking or meowing in the background, it doesn't mean they're broadcasting from Deb's kitchen. You're actually going to be at the animal shelter.
That's right. We're going to be live this morning, or I will be live this morning, and Dave will be back in studio with you all. But we're going to be at the Salt Lake County Animal Services on 39th and 6th West in Salt Lake County, talking about a lot of issues, some really serious issues facing our pet population and pet owners. The governor issuing a declaration just a couple of weeks ago to create a no-kill state for shelters across Utah. So what does that mean exactly? What does that look like? We'll be getting answers to that. And also, are there unintended consequences, some fallout that could occur with our pet population if, you know, all shelters across Utah are no kill? And we'll also be talking things that are actionable steps for families, like, is it affordable and worth it to get pet insurance? And are there low-cost spay and neuter clinics across Utah? Because as we looked into the cost of a spay or a neuter for some animals, for some dogs in particular, you guys, it can get as high, if you go through a vet, to $1,100.
Wow.
So we're going to be asking the county if there's some cheaper ways to go about spaying and neutering our pets so we can control the pet population. There's a couple things. I want to just get this in real quickly. A couple things you can do today to help out. First of all, if you text the word PET, P-E-T, to 57500, KSL will send you a link to a pet wish list for our sheltered pets. So if you can't get down to the shelter today and drop off an unopened bag of pet food to help out our furry friends,
If you do come by, we'll be giving away some dog bones, so there's some incentive there. But if you can't do that, text the word PET to 57500. We'll send you an Amazon wish list for, you know, the county and the shelters and the different toys and treats that our sheltered cats and dogs are looking forward to getting. And I even saw bunnies on that wish list as well.
What a great idea. All right, Deb, thanks. Have a good show this morning. This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Revere Health.
And right now it's 8:19. Let's get a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And we go back over to you, Heather.
Well, right now our longest stretch of delays in the valleys is northbound I-15 as you come away from SR-92 in Utah County, round the point of the mountain and head up toward Bangor Highway. That is all due to an earlier crash that cleared about half an hour ago or so, but it's just taking extra time for the delays to clear out. Now, once you do, you should be pretty much at speed the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake City. You're going to have some typical congestion on Mountain View Corridor and Bangor Highway through West Valley City, but even that is starting to ease up and thin out as the commute is winding down. Michelle?
Well, a KSL traffic trooper letting us know that some of the slowdowns southbound I-15 are also due to weather. This is going from 31st Street in Ogden headed into the Roy area. They said that they see those delays clear up by the time you get to the Davis County line. And if you're headed a little further south, still seeing a little bit of delay. I-15 is you're going through Rose Park into North Salt Lake. Legacy I-215 still looking good. Eric?
Hey, a vehicle on fire really bottled things up along the Wasatch Back earlier this morning. In fact, right lane is still blocked because of this fire. This took place on the northbound side of US 40 approaching the Park City turnoff. Now the southbound lanes, which were also stopped for a while due to this fire, and those have been led through, so that is getting a little bit better faster than on the northbound side. And if you're going through Partley's Canyon this morning, we've had a trouble-free drive. That's unusual this week on I-80 as you go from Park City out into the valley. Flock to IFA Country Stores through March 31st to grow your chicks and chickens with backyard specials on everything. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 56 today with breezy winds out of the south. Then a cold front this afternoon bringing in valley rain and mountain snow. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 52. 53 on Saturday with a chance for showers. Then more rain on Easter Sunday, 54 the high. Next Monday, mostly cloudy, 53. 58, we're climbing on Tuesday, sunny skies. How about 64 by next Wednesday? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy downtown this hour, a little breezy too. It's 50 degrees, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Coming up in a moment, we'll take another look at money news here on KSL News Radio.
But first, this hour of Utah's Morning News is presented by our friends at Advanced Window Products. That means that Nate and Jake are back with us this morning. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Guys, it's good to Tim, see Amanda, you. Thanks for having us. It's good being here with you again.
It's a good season, too, I'm thinking, Jake, because this is a time of year when people are looking at their house and thinking, I need to do some improvements. It's feeling run down to me, and windows is a great place to start.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This time of year, this is where we get our busiest, is once people are coming out of like that cold, been locked up in your house all winter, and you start seeing the sunshine a little bit more, that warmth that makes you want to get outside a little bit. But it's a great time to like really evaluate your home and just see where you are with the costs for like your energy bills. You think about the winter, the cold months, now it's getting into the warmth, and it's the perfect time to make any changes to your home.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think we're all caught up in the idea that windows keep the cold out, but they also keep the cool in when it's so hot outside, Nate.
That's right. That's right. And as we're transitioning into spring and into this warmer weather, now's the time to call, right? Just call today, get on our schedule. We have Darren on the other line, who's a phenomenal rep and who is a wealth of knowledge, who just love to come out to your home, educate you on our product and how we can fit your window needs.
I know some homeowners who have big, huge windows, and their houses are just ovens. They're ovens in the summertime. They could do better with new windows, couldn't they?
Exactly, and that's why we have this low-E technology with our glass that'll benefit them, where they can still, you know, have the warmth and comfort in their home but keep out the heat and things like that are just baking them on the inside.
Yeah. I have a lot of windows in my house, but if I'm going to get 10 or more, you guys have a great way to get us started today.
Yes, that's right. If anyone that calls and gets on the schedule today, look, we normally offer $2,500 off 10 or more windows. We are the manufacturer. So you're getting windows direct from the manufacturer, but we're going to offer you an additional $500 if you call and get on the schedule today. So a total of $3,000 off 10 or more windows when you get on the schedule. Call Darren right now and he'll come out to your home in the next day or two.
I just want people to know, Advanced Window Products is a family-owned Utah company, which I love, Jake.
Yeah, family-owned local business. We've been around for 37 years, and we're not going anywhere. Our names are behind this, and we grew up here in Salt Lake, and we love it here, and we want to take care of our people.
I want to make sure I have the right number, 801-850-9100.
That's exactly right.
Or you'll find them online at advancedwindows.com.
What's in your garden? Oakdell Organic Compost nutrient-rich formula makes vegetables, flowers, trees, and lawns grow beautifully. No wonder it's the official compost of Thanksgiving Point. Visit Oakdell.com.
See the high-flying dunks, show-stopping blocks, and crowd-silencing threes at Delta Center this season. With an action-packed schedule, it's easy to get to a Jazz game, pick out an unmissable matchup, or just a tip-off time that works for you. It's time to put on your Jazz gear and head to the game. Come with a friend, a loved one, or as a group. See all available tickets and options at UtahJazz.com or call or text 801-355-DUNK.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. The Baltimore Bridge collapse is expected to have a massive economic impact. Carnival Cruise Line said it could cost them up to $10 million this year. They'll have to reroute and rethink their cruises sailing out of the Baltimore port.
We learned something this morning. There's a Dave's Hot Chicken in, was it Midvale?
Which I need to visit.
Yeah. Usher has a confession. He's investing in Dave's Hot Chicken. The Grammy Award-winning singer says he will put money into several locations across Atlanta. He's not the only one either. Drake, Samuel L. Jackson, Michael Strahan have all invested.
KSL Drive's Kia is launching a new compact car in the U.S., even though data shows more Americans are buying SUVs and trucks. The South Korean automaker made $1 million in sales last year, selling more than 120,000 cars in just one model.
Dow's still down, but not by much. It's off about 15. The S&P is up less than 2 points. The NASDAQ also now losing about 13 points.
I-15 still has some residual delays from Lehigh to Draper thanks to an earlier crash near the Bangor exit. We'll check that coming up on KSL.
Revere Health is dedicated to making healthcare easier and more accessible by offering the latest technologies to improve the patient experience. We offer convenient telehealth appointments so you can receive care from the comfort of your own home. We also offer an online patient portal called Follow My Health that enables you to manage your healthcare online. When you download the Follow My Health app, you can exchange direct messages with your doctor, view lab and test results as soon as they are available, renew prescriptions, and review upcoming appointments. If you're ready to schedule your annual physical for 2024, we've made that easier too. Revere Health now offers the ability to schedule appointments online for primary care and select specialties. Visit our website at reverehealth.com to learn more or to schedule your next appointment online. Through these convenient solutions, Revere Health demonstrates its commitment to quality, patient-centric care every day. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
After the collision,
law enforcement officers raced to stop traffic from going over the bridge.
This is a vessel that was about 100,000 tons.
The whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
The search for answers.
Federal investigators are collecting evidence from the cargo ship.
We have a team here that is getting the recorders.
Our resolve is unshaken.
We're following the Baltimore Bridge collapse with updates, mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
There's a Dave's Hot Chicken in Orem, too. I just wanted you to know that, Tim.
Okay. Now you've got two opportunities to sample it this morning. It's 8:29. You can't tell we're thinking about food this morning, can you? This look at traffic and weather brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. How are we looking, Heather?
We do have a new crash in Utah County. This is northbound I-15 right before you get to the Timpanogos Highway exit. The vehicle's over on the left shoulder, but Highway Patrol has not arrived on scene yet. We don't have any slowing as you go past it, but that could change when flashing lights arrive. But then traffic after that starts to slow down as you go over the point of the mountain and get toward Bangor Highway where we had an earlier crash. But that's really the only slowing I'm seeing in the Salt Lake Valley right now or coming out of Twilla County. Michelle.
Couple of slow spots as you're making way southbound I-15 headed toward downtown. This is going from Ogden 31st Street to the Aerospace Museum. Another slowdown is going to be as you're going from Rose Park area headed into downtown. Eric?
If you're along the Wasatch Back northbound from Heber City, going by Jordanelle Reservoir, that's where the slowing is going to start because of an earlier vehicle fire approaching the 248 exit to go into Park City or going out to Camas from the other direction. Right now, you still got delays going through there because the right lane is still blocked because of that southbound side. That is looking a lot better now. No problems going by. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got rain in the forecast. In fact, we might get some early bands of the rain here this morning, but most of it comes around noon, Matt says. A high of 56 degrees. Tomorrow it'll clear out a little bit in 52. Right now it is warm, 50 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
West Jordan police say they got a call from a man who said he accidentally shot his best friend while playing a joke.
That man is behind bars this morning. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Officer Ramon Ramirez says they responded to an assault with a weapon at about 4 o'clock, a male telling 911 he had shot his friend.
Upon arrival, they just took the male to IMC for life-saving measures. Officers took another male, the other male involved, into custody fairly quick.
That friend, 27-year-old Dylan Douglas Miller Matome, shot in the chest, died at the hospital. 29-year-old Anthony Sanchez was booked into jail for investigation of negligent homicide and other charges. Sanchez told investigators they were joking around over something on TV and that Sanchez had pulled the gun out as a prank, didn't mean to pull the trigger. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
An AI gun detection system is coming to Park City schools.
Park City is the latest Utah school district to sign up for the Zero Eyes AI gun detection software, according to the Park Record. Utah State Board of Education School Safety Specialist Rhett Larson explains to KSL News Radio how it works.
This software, it is not facial recognition. This software is designed to identify weapons that are not concealed, brandished firearms.
When the system picks up on an item in the shape of a firearm, it alerts former law enforcement and military personnel. They vet whether the threat is real, and if so, the Park Record reports they can send a notification to the school or call in law enforcement. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Most people want to handle fraud on their bank account as fast as possible, but KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson says acting before thinking could actually help scammers.
If you get a text from your bank alerting you of fraud, you may need to examine it more carefully before you react. Does the text include a link? Did someone call you to follow up and ask for your personal information? If so, you may in fact be setting yourself up for the fraud.
America First Vice President of Fraud Prevention, Rob Wolharf, says links included in texts are red flags.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Investigators at the site of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore said they did recover the cargo ship's data recorder, and they'll be looking closely at the ship itself to try and figure out why it lost power. ABC's Perry Russin reports and has the latest now from the scene.
Investigators say the recorder captured multiple alarms going off at 1:24 in the morning. 2 minutes later, one of the pilots requests help from nearby tugboats. At 1:27, one pilot makes radio contact with authorities regarding a blackout and orders the ship's anchor to be dropped in an attempt to slow down. The dolly slammed into the bridge at 1:29.
The investigation of the crash could take as long as 2 years.
The Baltimore Bridge collapse has once again put a spotlight on bridges around the country. Here in Utah, UDOT spokesman Mitch Shaw says they have a list of bridges needing repairs, but none of them are at the point where they're unsafe to use.
If there's a bridge that has any sort of hint of anything wrong with it, then it's an immediate, we go into immediate action.
The cost to repair all the Utah bridges on the list would be around $168 million.
Well, for the second straight year, our Jazz will not be playing postseason basketball. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
And to make matters worse, the team that put any sliver of hope for the Jazz to bed was San Antonio, the worst team in the Western Conference.
Hendricks gets a three off of the horn and missed it. Spurs 118, Jazz 111.
That call heard on the KSL Sports Zone. The Jazz have completely fallen apart since the trade deadline in February. And just to put it in perspective, the Jazz have only won 3 of their last 18 games. That's worse than my Detroit Pistons, who might be the worst team ever assembled. The Jazz have 9 games left this season before it's time to head back to the drawing board and try to turn this thing around for next year. At the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here's Heather Kelly.
Well, our biggest issue is in the Wasatch back. This is on US 40 northbound, coming up from Jordan L Reservoir all the way to the Park City turnoff at SR 248. Due to an earlier tanker fire, the right lane and shoulder remain blocked. Only one left lane getting through. So this can take you a lot of extra time to get through, plus snow making for wet roads. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Public libraries have struggled to run out e-books due to restrictive licensing agreements with publishers, but there's a new national push to change that.
Libraries need to rent e-book collections from publishers, and these same publishers can decide whether they actually share their collections or not. I spoke to Kyle K. Courtney with Harvard Library, and he said this type of licensing is untenable.
The idea of renting your collections, it's almost as if we're handing our mission over to the publisher's will.
Now, Courtney is the founder of a nonprofit called eBooks Study Group. They're helping libraries across the country learn how to protect themselves using consumer protection laws. You can learn more about it on the study group's website. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Animal shelters around Utah say they are full to the brim. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has more.
It's not unusual that shelters are full of kittens right now, but Julie Olvestad with the Humane Society of Utah says what is surprising is that the shelters are also full of puppies.
So many people weren't able to get spay-neuter resources for their dog or cat when they needed it, and so we have a lot of oops litters.
Olvestad says kittens are born in the spring, summer, and fall, but puppies are born all year. She says large breed puppies are having a hard time finding homes because as they grow, families can't afford to feed them and their homes might be too small to accommodate them. Still, she encourages people to avoid using puppies, kittens, and bunnies to fill Easter baskets, saying it's better to bring the families to visit the animals at the shelter. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Guinevere Schuster with the Humane Society of Utah says a big reason why animals end up in their shelters is because their owners abandon them.
So in 2023, we saw an increase of abandoned pets here at the Humane Society of Utah by 78%.
Wow. She says there are various options to help people find new homes for their pets. Today, Dave and Dujanovic show is on the road. They'll be broadcasting what we're calling Tales of Hope starting at 9 this morning. Live from the Salt Lake County Animal Services, talking about the unique and unprecedented challenges that are facing our animal rescue organizations this year.
Delays continue northbound on US 40, approaching the Kearns Boulevard exit because of a vehicle on fire earlier this morning. We'll check that just ahead on KSL.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
You know, Deb, we've had some crazy weather lately, some big winds. Obviously, we're always dealing with snowstorms in the winter, but it's got me thinking about a standby generator.
You need to call Master Electrical, not only for bad weather, but think about Grandma and Grandpa, and they're on a medical device. They need electricity at all times. That's why you need a standby generator.
Yeah, this is where the blackouts really can become, quite frankly, dangerous. I've got an electric vehicle. What if that's your only vehicle? Now you can't get anywhere if you've lost electricity. That's why the standby generator is so crucial.
Master Electrical's generator department is the premier dealer for Generac.
Of course they sell these, but they also handle the service and installation.
They have different financing that fits almost any budget.
With any new purchase and installation, Dave and Dujanovic listeners are going to receive 2 years of free maintenance and fleet service.
That's where Master Electrical is going to monitor your generator. They're going to run weekly tests, and they're going to make sure you don't have any service alerts.
Find out more at masterelectrical.com.
Peyton was a very kind and giving person. At 15 years old, he sustained life-threatening injuries from a motorcycle accident that took his life. His family felt like Peyton would want to save others and made the decision to donate his organs. Because of their generosity, his organs saved a 2-year-old girl, a teenage boy, and others that were desperate in need of life-saving organs. Go to DonorConnect.life and read about what it takes to become a donor. Did you know many people think that they're too old or not in good enough health to be a donor? Anyone can be a donor. If you were told that it could save the life for someone close to you, or even a stranger, would you please donate? April is National Donate Life Month, the perfect time to check your driver's license to make sure you said yes to giving the gift of life. Or visit DonorConnect.life to register as a donor. That's DonorConnect.life. Give hope, heal life.
8:39, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Heather.
We're still looking at a crash northbound I-15 in Utah County. It's right before Timpanogos Highway. Over to the left, not enough traffic right now to cause any type of delay in that area. But you may hit the brakes as you pass Timpanogos Highway, go over the point of the mountain into Bluffdale and Draper. That's the only slowdown I see on a major freeway in the Salt Lake Valley right now. Mountain View Corridor still has a little bit of crowding, but it's now heading southbound through West Valley City. Michelle.
Still looking a little bit of slowdown. This is southbound I-15 from 31st Street in Ogden, headed down into the Roy area near their Aerospace Museum. More slowing as you're going toward the Farmington split, and then again north Salt Lake into downtown. Eric?
Northbound to US 40 still bottled up from Jordanelle Reservoir close to the 248 turnoff. That's Kearns Boulevard. That was because of a vehicle on fire still blocking off a right lane, so that's the reason why things aren't shaking out a little bit faster. And if you're going through Provo Canyon this morning, as well as Parley's Canyon, no trouble through the mountains. Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package, including one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnson & Murphy shoes, just $595. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll go for mid-50s this afternoon with a cold front working through the Wasatch Front and then stalling out into central Utah for tonight. 35 overnight along the Wasatch with cloudy skies. Tomorrow we'll go 52, mostly cloudy and mostly dry. Then Saturday, showers return. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
50 and very cloudy out there this hour.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear from our crime and terrorism analyst, Brad Garrett, after that Baltimore bridge collapse. They said there was no terrorism involved, but he takes a look at infrastructure and gives us the lay of the land. Coming up in just a moment on KSL.
Stay right there. Of course, you can always find us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Advanced Window Products. Nate Orchard, Jake Weber here with us. Guys, I was just sharing the story of the assault that was put on my porch not long ago by an unnamed window company. And I could have used Nate's defensive skills to kind of protect my home at the time. One of the things we love about it, the fact that you're a local company and you manufacture here and you sell directly to the customer, is that you don't have all these gimmicks out there. You just give good prices on windows.
Yeah, it's good prices and on a quality window. And because we are the manufacturer, we cut out that middleman. You don't get the dealer markup or the door-to-door markup. You're going to get a high-quality product directly from the factory, and you're going to get a better product for a better price. And you talk about having someone coming door-to-door. If anyone that is out there that has had that experience or where they've gotten pricing from another window company and it like knocks your socks off, like, oh my gosh, I cannot do windows right now. Like, you, please call us. Please call us because we can come in, no pressure, explain to you your home, the windows that you have in your home, how we can help improve the energy efficiency of your home, do an audit of your current windows, and the price is going to be a fraction of what that door-to-door company was offering.
Yeah, and they pressure you so much, Nate. I mean, it's like, but, you know, we'll give you this discount, but only if you do it right now. And I love the fact that when people call Advanced Windows, you come, there's no pressure. You just, this is what it can be. We can do this or this, and you give us options.
Exactly. And it's no pressure at all. And to me, knowledge is power. And yes. So you have one of our reps come out to your home, and they can walk you through the glass and explain the low E and the process of the vinyl and how it's extruded and the high energy efficiency you get from it. And so all those things, you know, when you allow our reps to come into your home, they just educate you on what the window buying process should be and what it would look like in your home at the end of the day.
Right. And by the way, it's not just an expense, it's an investment into your biggest investment right now. You guys are going to give us a head start too right now, Jake, with that $3,000 offer.
That's right. We're going to give you $3,000 off if you buy 10 or more windows. And all you have to do is just call today. Get on the schedule today. Darren is there waiting for your phone call. He'll come out to your house in the next few days, and he'll be able to answer any of your questions. And there, again, no pressure. It's just to educate you and let you make that decision. If you need new windows, let us help you.
And so many more people, Nate, are staying at home because we can't afford to move. We can't pay that interest rate. So why not improve the home you already live in?
Exactly. Improve the curb appeal from your home. I mean, you have multiple options from grid patterns to if you want to coat your windows a certain color, right? And then you'll just feel the big difference on the inside, most importantly.
You know what they say. You'll love what you see.
That's right.
Call 801-850-9100 or go to advancedwindows.com.
For fabulous food, atmosphere, and tradition, Five Alls Restaurant offers memorable dining for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, proms, graduation, engagement, and more. FiveAlls.com.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police in West Jordan say what may have started out as a joke between friends left a man dead. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second, an AI gun detection system is coming to Park City schools.
Third, traffic and weather together.
And we still have delays on US 40 northbound coming up from Jordanelle Reservoir toward Park City due to an earlier tanker fire, which the cleanup still has the right lane and shoulder blocked. But for the most part, most of your other delays are gone across the Wasatch Front in the valleys. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wet weather returns today with a cold front, then more for the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, let's see where we are this morning. Our temperature is 50 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's get a look at our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sam Bankman-Fried, the mastermind behind the collapsed crypto exchange FTX, will be sentenced today on fraud charges. Prosecutors want him to receive upwards of 50 years behind bars. His legal team says he deserves no more than six. Work begins today on trying to clear Baltimore Harbor of the wreckage of the Key Bridge. It'll be a long process. The remains of two construction workers found yesterday. It is too dangerous to dive for the remaining four who are still missing. If you're Easter shopping for the weekend, you better get ready for some sticker shock when it comes to eggs.
The industry publication Supermarket News says that nearly two-thirds of shoppers intend to buy eggs for Easter, with one in five planning to buy more than last year. The cost of a dozen eggs has been rising because a bird flu outbreak in December took 11 million hens out of production.
ABC's Jim Ryan, chocolate prices are also up. Some 40,000 people expected to participate in Monday's Easter egg roll at the White House. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Baltimore Bridge collapse is raising some serious concerns about U.S. infrastructure.
ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joined us this morning to talk about this.
I think this may just fall into the anomaly category of something that you couldn't have stopped. There isn't a bridge you could design that could stop basically the size of a building going into the side of a bridge. So, that part of it, I think, is just plain and simple a catastrophe. But, it raises a bigger question about the vulnerability of our infrastructure in general, from, bridges to rail to electricity to water, which obviously includes power grids. And, we spend far less on all of that than most of the countries that would be considered at our level, like Canada and European countries. And the concern is the combination of it being old, is it more vulnerable to, obviously breaking down, costing more money, but would it be easier to damage or more available to damage to people who are bad actors? And that's something that clearly law enforcement works about every day. The three of us talk about it occasionally of, people sabotaging power stations, so forth and so on. But, the real key here is, are we willing to sort of bring the internet, electricity, and other things up to, a current speed? And so that remains to be seen. But it's really concerning about how it will affect us and how much, as I mentioned earlier, how much money we waste trying to keep older systems running.
Yeah. This was not terrorism, but you hate to give, and I'm sure terrorists have already thought of these things, but you hate to give them any ideas. I'm curious, Brad, with your background, would you consider bridges a hard target or a soft target in our world these days?
Well, I think in theory they'd be a soft target because let's look at if you go overseas and you go into places like Syria, Iraq, and back when we were in Afghanistan – typically, they just blow up bridges because they drive a suicide bomber on top of the bridge and set it off. Now, could that happen here? Sure, it could. I think they've not picked bridges just because it would take a little more work and design to do. You'd have to get into the bridge some way. I mean, ideally with explosives, et cetera. So not impossible, but, thankfully we haven't had to go up that road yet.
Brad Garrett with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:49, time for a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app, where you save up to 20 cents a gallon. Man, there's some slow going out there, Heather.
Yeah, and there's no accident. I think it's just merging. We have enough traffic now for people trying to get on from the feeders onto northbound I-15 at the south end of the Salt Lake Valley that it is just causing a bottleneck, and it actually starts on the Utah County side of northbound I-15. So just after you pass SR-92, you're going to hit the brakes all the way past Bangor Highway. But after that, you're pretty much back up to speed into downtown Salt Lake City. We haven't had too many other problems in the Salt Lake Valley on city streets or major roadways. Michelle?
Well, we do have some delays on Highway 89 in the Uinta and South Weber area, both directions approaching I-84. For drivers making their way southbound I-15, picking up the slowdowns about 31st Street in Ogden, headed into Roy. Then again, as you're going from Kaysville into Farmington at the split, more delays as you're making your way from Rose Park into downtown. Eric?
Still really backed up northbound on US 40 from Jordanelle Reservoir up to the turnoff to go into Park City. That's for SR-248 traffic. That's because of a vehicle that had caught on fire earlier, and it closed traffic. In fact, it closed traffic for both directions, but right now it's just one lane getting through on the northbound side. That's why the delays aren't going away. If you're out in Parley's Canyon right now, I-80 looks good throughout. Foothill Drive is in pretty slow conditions right now, northbound from I-80 up to about 1300 south. New deals are blooming at Murdoch Hyundai. Pick your new car at the spring sales event. Receive 0% for 3 years on the Tucson, or lease a new Elantra for only $199. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. Mostly dry for the first half today with breezy winds. Then a cold front, 56 with showers in the valleys and snow in the mountains. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 52. We're up to 53, but showers on Saturday. More rain expected on Easter Sunday, 54. Mostly cloudy, looks dry on Monday, 53. High pressure building, Tuesday, 58. Wednesday, 64 degrees with mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Let's see where we are this morning. 50 degrees in the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Jazz may be out of the postseason, but they're not done playing yet.
No.
They're going to be playing tomorrow against Houston here at home at the Delta Center. And tomorrow morning, right about this time, 8:45, we'll have a second keyword for you for a chance to sit lower bowl.
Right. We have two tickets to give away. You can get in on the action right now by texting the word jazz to 57500. But we'll give you a second word tomorrow.
Yeah. So be listening and good luck. Jazz could use our help for sure.
You know, I've lost weight, you know, big weight, like 40 pounds a couple of times in my life. I'll lose it and then I'll gain it back. And I'll lose it and then I'll gain it back. And when I've been heavy, I can remember times, Tim, when I'd be standing in front of the mirror in the morning, looking at myself and saying, "You're disgusting."
It makes me sad.
I used to do that. I remember even like hitting my stomach, like, "Go away." And I know I'm not the only person who went through that kind of experience. So when I met the people from Soda Weight Loss, my first reaction was not again. And then I realized, oh my gosh, they want to be with me for life. So if I'm going to do it again, it is by gosh going to be the last time I ever do it. Because I lost this weight 2 years ago. This nutritionist, I still text her all the time. I texted her yesterday.
And we've shared so many stories with people here in the building that have had such success with soda weight loss. The average male will lose 3 to 5 pounds a week. The average female, 2 to 3 pounds
a week. You really see evidence fast.
But it is that idea that you could make this the last time you go through this process that really makes a difference. So find out more. Go to sodaweightloss.com. It's spelled S-O-T-A. Think Tim and Amanda. Soda Weight Loss is state of the
art.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Save big during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's with limited time deals on everything you need. Right now, buy one select DeWalt 20-volt max tool, get one DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack free, a $179 value. Plus, save $20 on a select bucket of Deck Plus wood screws. Find these deals and more in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 318 through 329 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
At JCW's, we think tipping might be getting a little out of hand. Like when you're asked to tip at the register before you've even been served.
Or when you're at the yogurt shop and find yourself serving yourself. And don't even get us started on frosted tips making a comeback. That's why at JCW's, when you pay for a third-pound ranch bacon cheeseburger, that's what you pay. And no one at the register is going to stare longingly at you while you awkwardly maneuver through the tip screen for food you don't even have yet. Honestly, we're just happy to see you at any of our five locations in Provo, South Jordan, Lehi, Harriman, and American Fork. So come on in and enjoy some quality time and great food with family and friends. And we promise, we won't be pushing you for a tip.
Hey, this is Chris with JCW's, and we just want to say thank you, and especially to our loyal customers. We want you to know that at JCW's, your business is all the tip we need. JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
Dave and Eugenovic.
The governor said, let's make Utah a no-kill state for dogs and cats this year. But we have lots of questions on the Dave and Eugenovic show, like, how does that work, and are there some unintended consequences of this? Dave and I live all morning long at Salt Lake County Animal Services to get answers today on the Dave and Eugenovic Show.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. South Carolina made an unexpected profit. This is crazy. The state has collected about $1.8 billion in a bank account over the past decade. Accountants are trying to figure out where the cash came from, where it was supposed to go. It's the latest trouble with the state's books and two agencies. The Treasurer's Office and Comptroller General put in charge of making sure government accounts stay balanced.
Boy, the markets are pretty flat this morning. The Dow is on 4 points. We're at 39,765. The S&P is up 5. The Nasdaq up 5.
We'll take one more look at traffic and weather together here before we wrap up Morning Drive in just a minute. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Advanced Window Products. Jake and Nate back with us one more time here. We always encourage people, Nate, to buy local, support local economy. And, you know, the other thing about buying local when it comes to windows is you guys know what our environment is around here. You know when we have tough seasons.
Exactly. And that's the beautiful thing about what we do, right? Being local, everything is built here. You're not getting anything from out of state. And so from the vinyl to the glass, everything is built for our climate, right? The extreme cold into the extreme heat. Those windows, you know, we provide a lifetime warranty. And that's where you should have peace of mind, knowing that we're here, we're not going anywhere. And if anything ever comes up, we're here to take care of you.
I know people, Jake, who have like $300 a month air conditioning bills in the summertime. I don't know how they do that.
No,
and
so
they could
expensive.
Have such an effect on that with new windows. And you make them affordable.
Yeah, that is the number one review or comment that we receive back from homeowners is the savings that they had on their heating and their cooling bills. That is where you immediately notice that difference. And with the financing options that we offer, anywhere from a 60-month 0% interest to, let's say you want to wait 12 months, 24 months to buy the windows, to pay for the windows, you can do 24 months without payment and no interest.
Like,
wow. These options that we have for you, it just comes down to having Darren come into your home and walk through, look at your home, see if you need new windows, and walk through all of these different options. From he'll give you the price on the spot, he'll give you the financing options on the spot. And look, if with 10 or more windows, you can get your monthly payment as low as $170 per month.
Wow.
So you talked about $300 on your air conditioning. You decrease that with these new windows, and you're paying $170 a month for those windows. It's just you increase the curb appeal. You transform the look and feel of your home from the inside out.
Well, there's one more way they're going to save right now, Nate, and that is by giving you a call today because you're offering something you don't normally offer in $3,000.
That's right. And all you have to do is just call today. Darren will be on the other line. You'll set an appointment with him, and he'll come out as soon as possible. But, yeah, you'll get $3,000 off when you purchase 10 or more windows.
Advanced Window Products is the only local window and door manufacturing company that sells direct to the public.
Yeah. Yeah, and we take a lot of pride in selling direct to the public and putting our names, the lifetime warranty, and taking care of the people that live in our circles. We're from Salt Lake, and we want to take care of our fellow Utahns.
Here's a number, 801-850-9100, or go to advancedwindows.com.
What's in your garden? Oakdale Organic Compost nutrient-rich formula makes vegetables, flowers, trees, and lawns grow beautifully. No wonder it's the official compost of Thanksgiving Point. Visit oakdale.com.
Visit the contest page on KSLNewsRadio.com.
this week. Win tickets to see the Utah Symphony perform Dvorak's Violin Concerto March 29th and 30th at Abravanel Hall. Plus, win tickets to an upcoming Real Salt Lake match. We're here for RSL. Or win tickets to see comedian Jim Gaffigan on the Barely Alive Tour coming in October to the Eccles Theater. It's all there. Text the word contest to 57500 or go to KSLNewsRadio.com/contests.
Traffic and weather brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Heather?
We are still looking at slowdowns northbound I-15 as you come out of Utah County over the Point of the Mountain and head up through Draper. The rest of the drive on I-15 into Salt Lake is pretty much at freeway speed, so you're only adding about 4 minutes extra to your commute if you're getting into downtown. Michelle?
Still looking at delays southbound I-15 from 31st Street in Ogden headed down to the Aerospace Museum area. Little more slowing as you're going through the Rose Park area. Also, Highway 89 busy right around the Uinta I-84 area. Eric?
And still got major slowdowns northbound US 40 because of a vehicle fire earlier from Jordanelle Reservoir up to the turnoff to Park City. Studies show being in nature improves your mental and physical health. Can't get out of the city? Take a nature break at Tracy Aviary in Liberty Park. More information and tickets at tracyaviary.org. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
So we'll look for a high today of 56. We don't have far to get there. Should start raining, maybe sprinkling in parts of the Wasatch anytime. It's 50 downtown.
Tales of Hope. David Dujanovic from the Salt Lake County Animal Services coming up next on KSL.